Proverbs 19:2 says also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. None of us can know everything, although there are some people who seem to think that they do. We call such a person a know-it-all, but it's a term of derision, and it means that he or she is a person who thinks that they know it all. But we're all aware that they actually do not know it all. There are two main groups of people when it comes to the matter of knowledge. One, those who seek to acquire knowledge, and two, those who do not seek to acquire knowledge. And among those who do not seek to acquire knowledge, there are then two additional basic subgroups. One, those who simply don't care, and two, those who believe they already know it all, or at least know enough. Regardless, everyone among the second of our main groups, of those who do not seek to acquire knowledge, they're, in the eyes of God, a pathetic bunch. And they are by far among the majority of Americans today. Our proverb says also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. It's especially sad when a professing Christian displays the attitude of those who do not seek to acquire knowledge, especially when that includes their lack of desire to learn God's Word and His truth as found in our King James Bible. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." End quote. That was spoken to Jews under Mosaic law by the Old Testament prophet Hosea. But it's actually a timeless principle found in different words spoken to every generation in every dispensation. And the Apostle Paul additionally speaks of those in 2 Timothy 3:7 who are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I had two ladies knock on my door last week. They spend thousands of hours in Bible studies, Bible reading, and then they take what they've learned and they spend at least 100 hours a year going door to door trying to spread their teachings to others. But these ladies who are ever learning completely reject the biblical truth that Jesus is God in human form and that as Son of God, He is the second person in the Godhead of the Trinity. They believe their works for their organization will result in their ability to survive Armageddon and be saved. But the Bible clearly says it's not of works lest any man should boast in Ephesians 2:8 and 9. And Titus 3:5 says it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. They call themselves Bible students of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society. We refer to them as Jehovah's Witnesses. But they are without knowledge based in truth. They are ever learning, but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. God doesn't have an organization. God has a book, which is taught by His Spirit with the help of the pastors, teachers, and mature saints that He's provided for us in the local church. That's God's plan, as Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 2:4, speaking of the Lord, quote, "who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth," end quote. That's God's will, but that mass majority of men fight against Him. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. Let's have the biblical attitude. We can't do anything about other people. But we can follow Peter's admonition in 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen and amen.